This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. And you know, if you've talked with as many people as we have here on The Takeaway over the last year of being on the air, you can check in with folks who are friends and also have interesting insights who represent turning points. And we did have a presidential campaign for most of our first year on the air. And Peggy Silva is one of the citizens who spoke with us on The Takeaway and who actually represented a moment that was possibly a real turning point in the presidential campaign. Do you remember when Tom Brokaw asked John McCain and Senator Barack Obama this question back in Nashville, Tennessee?
And you'll both be interested to know, this comes from the internet, and it's from a state that you're strongly contesting, both of you. It's from Peggy in Amherst, New Hampshire. It has a certain zen-like quality. I'll give you a fair warning. She says, what don't you know, and how will you learn it?
Senator Obama got the first crack at that question, and she's our Yoda here on The Takeaway. Peggy Silva joins us now from Amherst, New Hampshire. Peggy, good morning.
Hi, good morning, John.
So that was a great moment. We didn't hear your voice, but we certainly heard your spirit in that question. What don't you know, and how will you learn it? Do you remember Senator Obama's answer?
Yes, he usually refers to, he referred to the fact that Michelle usually handles that for him. You know, it wasn't a terribly thoughtful question, but my purpose in it is just to cut through and not ask something canned, something that's been asked a lot before. So it wasn't the answer. It was really just the opportunity to ask a question that was a little bit different that really tickled me.
Well, it was not only a little bit different, but it turned out to be staggeringly relevant. You know why?
Why?
Because nobody in that debate asked about bank bailouts. Do you remember that?
Absolutely.
So therefore, he had to learn a lot of what he didn't know in the first 100 days. How do you think he did?
I think he's doing really well. I think that if I were to ask the question again today, I would ask him pretty much the same question, but it would be more empathetically worded. It would be, so now, what didn't you know? And how are you learning it? I have a lot of respect for the way he's learning it.
You know, Peggy, I have a feeling he might just say this one more time.
My wife, Michelle, is there, and she could give you a much longer list than I do. And most of the time I learn it by asking her. But look, the nature of the challenges that we're going to face are immense. And one of the things that we know about the presidency is that it's never the challenges that you expect. It's the challenges that you don't, that end up consuming most of your time.
Peggy, isn't that kind of spooky to hear him say that?
It is, because I think that he had the wisdom to know that he wouldn't know a lot of the challenges that he'd be facing.
But you know, when he said that, when I heard him say that during the debate, I thought, oh, there's a canned answer. It was prophetic, though.
I know.
So how you doing? Are you known as like the Zen lady of Amherst, New Hampshire these days?
It was, no, nobody would ever call me Zen. I'm chaotic and very giggly, but I've never had a Zen moment. But it was very, very fun to be caught up in a media frenzy for about 2 or 3 days after. Actually, I still get about 3 or 4 contacts a week based on the October debate. It's been very fun.
And now she's back to writing and literacy coordinator at Sauhegan High School in Amherst, New Hampshire. Thanks for being part of our first year on the air, Peggy.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for including me, John. It's been an honor.
Take care, Peggy Silva.
Bye.
No different, only different in your mind.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.